Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, March 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Dick Latson of Commerce Community Cares. And a special guest. Birthdays, Harry Houdini, born this day in 1874. Steve McQueen, born March 24th, 1930. Peyton Manning is 38 years old today. On this day in history, in 1958, many tears were shed across the land. Elvis was inducted into the U.S. Army.
Elvis Presley no longer has that rock and roll beat. The tempo is 1, 2, 3, 4 for Private Presley. He's at Camp Chaffee, Arkansas, beginning his two-year Army hitch courtesy of the Memphis Draft Board.
In 1989, the Exxon Valdez runs aground in Alaska from KTUU Television in Anchorage.
It is the nightmare that most of us hoped would never happen in Prince William Sound.
The spill from the Exxon Valdez now covers 100 square miles of Prince William Sound. A few small skimmers continue today to pick up just a fraction of the 10 million gallons of Alaskan crude.
At the top of the charts in 1958, the Champs in a South of the Border groove with Tequila.
Tequila.
On the KETR events calendar, Tuesday night at 7:30, an evening at Dallas's Meyerson Symphony Center with the A&M Commerce Department of Music. It's the premiere of The Temptation of St. Anthony for chorus and wind ensemble by James Seiler, featuring performances by the A&M Commerce Chorale, the piano division, the brass ensemble, the wind ensemble, and Dr. Daniel Kelly on trumpet. The chorale will be accompanied by the A&M Commerce University singers and others. For more information, please call 903-886-5304, 903-886-5304, or see events at KETR.org. And Thursday evening, former San Antonio Spurs forward and ESPN commentator Bruce Bowen will speak at A&M Commerce. With a strong desire to aid those less fortunate, especially youth and young adults, Bruce Bowen has established the Bruce Bowen Foundation, which is committed to supporting and enhancing the lives of youth in underserved communities. It's at 7 p.m. Thursday evening in the Ferguson Social Sciences Auditorium, and admission is free. Our thought for the day is from Oscar Wilde. Some cause happiness wherever they go, others whenever they go. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
And Dick has been with us before and will be again to talk about this organization, Commerce Community Cares. And Dick, you have a guest with you that you wanted to introduce this morning.
A very special guest. This man needs no introduction. He's been a face of our organization and other organizations around the community for years and years. And a mentor of mine and one of the most respected men I know in this community, Mr. Gene Castleberry.
Gene, good morning.
Good morning to you, John, Mark, and Dick. Thanks a lot, Dick.
A couple of icons of Commerce Community here, and Dick Latson and Gene Castleberry to talk with us about Commerce Community Cares. Dick, before we go much farther, again, we had you on once before, but just real briefly, just tell us again about briefly about Commerce Community Cares.
Commerce Community Cares is the organization in our community that people want to give to, that gives the most bang for your buck for the money that you want to remain in our community. It promotes a lot of good things for different organizations in our community. There's about a dozen different organizations that help people within our community in various ways, from school health services to the Commerce Library to literacy programs to the Parks and Recreation. And so this money is used directly for your neighbors and the people in this community that that deeply deserve it and need it.
Dick, Gene being the modest type, you might tell me about his involvement with this organization and organizations that that went before.
Well, I don't know where you got your information, John Mark. Gene is by no means modest, but he is a dynamo, and he has been involved with this organization probably 40 years, Gene.
Something like that.
And all going back to when it was Community Chess, then it was the United Way for a number of years, and now the Commerce Community Cares. And he has been an integral part of each one of those transitions.
Gene, tell us about the days of the Community Chess and the United Way before Commerce Community Cares came along.
Well, best I remember, that was when Jess Hawthorne was involved with it and other people who'd been here a long time. I'm totally involved with the city, with commerce, the cares about commerce. It's a nice town, a good town to live in, a good university to be around, and that's something you just grow to love and be with and work toward. Our libraries, we're very, the school is very, our program very involved in our library. Where our old post office was, they've been reworking that old post office building. It's taking a lot of money, but we're heavy involved in that. And
we're talking with Dick Latson and Gene Castleberry of Commerce Community Cares, which is a local organization. Helps about 10 or 12 local agencies, local outfits here in commerce. Gene, as you look at things, having been involved in commerce and helping out in a variety of ways, a myriad of ways, all over all these years, would you say that the need for help for individuals and for organizations is greater now than it used to be?
Yes, sir, a lot greater. We see that every day when we have something to come up, it arises. You know, we've had times that the people down on the coast area, when they've had hurricanes and all, they come to commerce and people rose up when they had to flee all the way to the commerce to have a place to stay two or three years ago. And commerce people, through their emergency situation, took care of those people several days, and some of them stayed here and worked and lived after that happened and are still here. Kids had to go to school, and they had to have a school for them, and they had to have a place for them to live, and some people hired them, and they stayed here and worked, and then they continued to help us here with our programs.
Your own story, Gene, isn't it, that you came here as a college student and people treated you well, and you decided this is a good town and decided to stay, and you've been giving back ever since?
Right. Yeah. My wife, Betty, and I have been here 45 years together, and we love commerce and wouldn't move for anything or leave either.
And I'd just like to encourage people to look at Mr. Castleberry here and what he's done and giving back to this community and others that live and work here. It is a responsibility to give back to your community. Think about that and look at your churches and organizations in town. I implore you to seek out an organization and give back to our community. We desperately need it.
We're good. And you guys are on Facebook. Commerce Community Cares on Facebook. Be a good place to learn more about the organization, right?
That's correct.
Good. Well, Dick Latson and Gene Castleberry, Commerce Community Cares. Fellas, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning once again. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.